Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. We think the house is getting ready to butt off a couple new rooms. There's a funny feeling upstairs off the old apprentice rooms you used to be in, and downstairs too. The library will probably expand first, and then all those books Madame Bella put in the parlor and the dining room will move themselves into the new space, so we'll have proper places to receive guests. The excerpt above is from the novel The Fairy Godmother by Mercedes Lackey, a story about, well, a new fairy godmother and what her job entails. Up until this point in the book, when one of the fair folk who came with the house she lives in informs her of the budding, she had no idea the house she lived in was capable of doing that on its own, without any effort on anyone's part. Say what you will about how mundane it seems, but as someone who's about to attempt squeezing a fifth human into our tiny house, living in a magical house that buds off extra rooms when you need it sounds like the most amazing form of magic. The real interesting thing, though, is that not even our protagonist's mentor, Madame Bella, knew that the house is capable of self-expansion. She preferred to expend magic and cast a spell to enable the house to grow, because she preferred for magic to be something that followed a strict set of rules that tightly control things and make magic a highly repeatable experience. In contrast, our protagonist, Elena, is far more open-minded about her use of magic. As long as it does what she asks it to do in a reasonable amount of time, she isn't as particular about how magic in this universe gets to that conclusion. That's not to say that she doesn't follow any rules, but she just isn't picky about things, how things happen, and is willing to be open-minded about the experience. Much like her house, she's willing to bud a new room in her mind when necessary, so she's the one who ultimately learns of the true nature of the house. In Bible terms, the contrast feels to me like Acts 10, 9 through 16. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up to the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him,
"Get up, Peter. Kill and eat."
"Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time.
"Do not call anything impure that God has made clean."
This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. You talk to anyone about any religion, and eventually you come around to the subject of rules. Which makes sense, because as humans, rules in a lot of ways define our existence. They are important guideposts. More than that, they're comforting. How are we supposed to know what is right, what way we should go, if not for the rules? But in our fervent appreciation for living by rules, we sometimes like to use them to construct some rather impressive cages for ourselves, in an effort to simplify things when in a complicated situation, instead of using them as a foundational framework of how to conduct oneself in the face of the more murky situations in life. We prefer the comforting embrace of certainty over the possibly unnerving but rewarding experience of seeing all the wonderful variety God placed in this world for us. Interestingly, in Christianity, rules are not even what sets us apart as a religion. Jesus is. The idea that, yes, there are rules, but the far more important idea is that there is grace. Not just for you, but for everyone else as well. Yes, even him. And her. Them too. And because there is grace, we are free to explore and expand our minds to seek God's beauty in everyone and everything. We are free to bud new rooms in our minds, our hearts, and souls. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina from the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.